This is STPB News. I'm Jerry Ludeman. The South Dakota School of Mines and Technology has a new president. The college needed to fill the position after the former president accepted a position as the U.S. Secretary of the Air Force. STPB's China Lockett reports.
I'm pleased to recommend the appointment of Dr. Jim Rankin as president.
James Rankin is the new president of the School of Mines. Rankin grew up in Fort Pierre. He is currently the Vice Provost for Research and Economic Development at the University of Arkansas. Rankin says he has plans for growth and development at mines. He says this includes focusing on retention.
Part of that is going out and doing our recruitment. We need to keep looking to bring in more students to the university, but we also need to make sure we're retaining the students that we have, making sure that we're helping them with the coursework that they might need, making sure that we're doing placemaking. Are they comfortable being here? Sometimes coming to a larger town like Rapid can be a little bit intimidating, and we want people to feel welcome, so we need to work on that so that they want to stay here.
He says making sure students get a proper education depends heavily on teachers.
Heart of the university are really our tenure and tenure track faculty. They're the ones that are doing a lot of the teaching, they're doing a lot of the research, they're doing a lot of the service, and we need to make sure that we're giving them the resources they need to be successful.
Rankin is scheduled to begin work at the campus on January 8th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
Officials with South Dakota's Department of Public Safety are worried about a recent increase in traffic fatalities. The state has had nearly 30 highway deaths in the past 2 months. Three more fatal crashes have occurred since November 1st. The director of the state's Office of Highway Safety, Lee Axtall, says many of these lives could have been saved if they had not added to a problem law enforcement officials battle every day. Axtall says that's the lack of seatbelt use. In the weather forecast, mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens to the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tomorrow with clouds increasing in the afternoon. Highs in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. You're with STPB.